From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. As always, we will be giving you some global headlines. And in those headlines will be many, many topics, but some of them will include many churches accept Darwin's monkey business. Oh, yes. Charles Darwin expounded his theory of evolution, his philosophy, not science, friends, not science. We find now that it's being expounded even in our churches. And take a look at this. Darwin meets God at church. Oh my, faithful can accept both, this pastor says. Again, Darwin taught that the male had superiority. Can you believe that one? My, oh my. Let's take a look at what they call the first family. Now, Jack, you want to say a word about that picture?
Would you please take a good look at that picture? These are members of the first family that look like monkeys, and I resent it, and you preachers who accept evolution don't have much matter up here in the brain. I'll tell you why. Because Genesis 1:26 has God the Father speak, and he says, "Let us make man in our image." If that's God's image, then you are calling our great God a monkey. Forgive him, Lord.
All right, we're going to go on with some more global headlines. We'll be discussing that more in just a moment. Here it is. Don't teach creationism in science classes. Now, you know, they'll let you teach evolution, but not creationism. Going on for some more of our global headlines, race for God particle heats up. Okay, Big Bang machine could destroy the planet, says this lawsuit, and we will examine that in just a moment. The great fear of the unknown. Oh, they're very, very uptight about the collider over there in Europe that's being developed to prove that God did not create, but there was a Big Bang.
And that's the picture of it.
That's the picture of it. Search for super Earth gains momentum. And again, oh my, planets that really are out of this world. Are there really other Earths out there? Jack will answer that question for us. There's another Earth out there, and we'll find it. And what do you think, Jack, about churches teaching evolution?
I think that these ministers, and there were hundreds of them, who signed the statement that they could accept evolution as Christian ministers. No, you can't. And one Episcopal clergyman said, "Well, if we don't agree with science, they'll think we're stupid." Well, I'm going to show you are, because you've accepted it. How? All right, first of all, in 1 Timothy 6:20, it says, "Avoid vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely called science." Why? Because many who've accepted it have defected from the Christian faith. And I can't believe a Christian minister signing that kind of nonsense. And you say you'd be stupid if you didn't accept the science? Wait a minute. Just think of this for a moment. There was the Piltdown man, and they said that a woman who had been dead for 600 years was uncovered, and they got her skull. And an orangutan who was dead 500 years was uncovered, and they got his jaw, and they said this was the Piltdown man. Well, listen, you can't have half person and half animal. And it was declared to be the biggest hoax in history. Next, we had the Nebraska man, and they found this tooth, and they said, "We can even show you the utensils and the equipment they used in building." And they built the whole story around it, and then later they found out that it was a pig's tooth, a failure, a hoax, a fraud. The same with Java Man, the same with Hilleberg Man. I'll tell you, you call that science, it's nonsense. But first of all, you are going against the Christian religion. In Genesis 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth." Now, get this. It is not Yahweh there, his name. It is Elohim. And any time Elohim appears. Anything with an I am, it's a plurality. This first verse proves there is a Trinity. So the Father created the world, but so did Jesus. This is Old Testament because Christ was from old, from everlasting, Micah 5, verse 2. And in Proverbs 30, verse 4, it says, who hath established all the ends of the earth? What's God's name, the Father, and what's his son's name? He had a son hundreds of years before Jesus came to earth. And the Holy Spirit is brooding upon the face of the waters in the second verse of Genesis chapter 1. But wait a minute. God used a specific member of the Trinity to create everything, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And you guys who believe that all of this just evolved or there was a Big Bang theory and God had nothing to do with it, you are blaspheming your Savior Jesus, if he is your Savior. Some of you just talk the language. Let me prove that for a moment, will you? John 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. Now, who's the Word? Verse 14, the Word became flesh. Who of the Trinity became flesh? Christ, for the incarnation for Calvary's cross. All right, go back and put Christ there. In the beginning was Christ, and Christ was with God, and Christ was God. Verse 3, all things were made by Christ, and without Christ was not anything made that was made. Verse 10, Christ was in the world, and the world was made by him. Colossians 1:16 adds, for by Christ were all things created that are in heaven and that are earth. Verse 17 says, for by Christ all things consist. Now, one day we're going to stand before Jesus as believers after the rapture. And Revelation 4 verses 10 and 11 picture it. And verse 11 shows the saints laying their crowns at Jesus' feet and saying, thou art worthy, the Lord Jesus, to receive glory, honor, and praise, for thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure they are and were created. You ministers who are dabbling with evolution, get your hearts right with God. Start preaching the truth. Mm. Let God be true and every man a liar, Romans 3, 4.
Mm. I believe the Bible. How about you? I truly do. Well, something else that scientists are trying to do, they're trying to duplicate the creation of Earth with a Big Bang machine. Now, they have developed it over there, the Hadron Collider. It is in Europe on the French-Swiss border. And they want to say that the Earth came into existence by a Big Bang, not God's creation. How about it, Jack?
More deniers of Christ. This is the way it's going to be in the last days just before Jesus returns. And these two colliders, one in the French-Swiss border, 30-some stories down in the ground because of the power of its explosiveness, and also in Trevenon in Illinois, when they start the things up, they will go 176,000 miles per second, two protons in opposite directions. It's a 17-mile track, and they'll go around it 11,245 times per second in competing the directions, and then they suddenly bring them together, and as they bang, they're going to recreate the Big Bang theory and the creation of the world. I'm afraid they're going to blow their heads off. But listen to me. In Romans 1:30, the Bible says, in the last days, there will be inventors of evil things. And Psalm 99:8 says, God will take vengeance on their inventions. You can't monkey with God and get away with it.
There are some physicists out there, scientists, who are trying to prevent that, Jack. They say that when they do this, they could actually blow the world up. That's just what you were saying.
When these two protons hit, each going 176,000 miles per second, it will be such a blast that it will create 14 trillion volts of electricity. God help us.
I love looking up into the heavens, don't you? And I've often asked Jack, do you really think there are other Earths out there? How about it, Jack? Do you believe there are other
I have no doubt about it. We've talked about Christ creating the worlds. Now listen to this one. In Hebrews 1, verse 2, the Father is talking about his Son Christ, and he says, Christ, by whom he made the worlds. You want to hear what the astronomers are saying now? We talk about our Milky Way galaxy. There are 100 billion galaxies, 100 billion worlds out there, each with 200 to 400 million suns. What a God, oh God, how great they are. And that's why Psalm 19, 1 to 3 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Look into the heavens and you'll know there's a God that put it all there, 100 billion universes, and this little Big Bang baloney isn't going to create very much, comparatively speaking, to what our God has done. It's so great that the psalmist said in chapter 8, verse 3, O Lord, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that you're mindful of him? Why do you even care about us? We're so insignificant.
My dad's favorite song, O Lord my God, how great thou art. Trust that you'll enjoy singing that too. And you know, friends, we've given you a lot of information here today. Much of it is not new to you. You read your newspapers every day and you see the terrible crisis that we're in globally. You say, what's the way out? The way out is having our Lord come back and straighten up the whole mess. And he's going to one day. But if he does come today, we want you to be ready. In fact, we want you to have peace today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow to have peace. You can have it today. Jack, show us, if you will, how to have peace.
Oh, can you realize that this is the end? This is the final sign, this new world order. And then Jesus comes. Be ready. How do you get ready? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. You believe God's word? Look at me then and do it. Jesus, I'm calling on you now to save me. Jesus, your name means Savior, and you're the only Savior. So here's my prayer, Jesus. Come into my heart. Thank you for dying for my sin, shedding that holy blood at Calvary's cross, that precious blood that can cleanse me. Save me forever. Jesus, I accept you as my personal Savior today. Come into my heart now. I pray in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. And congratulations if you prayed that prayer, because you made the greatest decision of your life, opening your heart to the Lord. If you made that decision, write to me. There's my address, and I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. We really want you to have it and walk with the Lord, not only forgiven of your sins, but peace for a troubled world. Now, here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive Revelation Rumblings. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella, my friend. To order Revelation Rumblings, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $24.95 to Jack Vanapie Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $24.95 to Jack Vanapie Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Oh, my, I trust that you will make that call. There's the 800 number. There's the address. Make it right away. If you want to understand what's going on in the world, you really need to have this in your home. So call us right away. I want to leave you with a very, very good thought. I really, really like this one. To avoid being tempted by forbidden fruit, stay away from the devil's orchard. How true. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you, and so do we so very much.